Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Rootless Living Podcast and episode number 100. My name is Damian Ross, and besides being the host of this podcast, I'm a full-time RVer, aka digital nomad, that has lived and worked in all 48 states and easily traveled more than 75,000 miles since 2017. I'm currently working on a 240-acre homestead in Oklahoma, and in my free time, I publish two magazines, Rootless Living and RV Today. Now, that little intro is going to be really the only kind of the same that you've gotten in previous podcasts that you're getting today. I thought what I would do is do like a catch-up, not like what you put on your hot dog, but like bring you up to speed, everything that's going on with me, myself, and then obviously Rootless Living, the magazine, the podcast, and everything like that. So hopefully you enjoy this little catch-up. Let me know down below if you like these, and maybe I'll do them every 50. I'll bring you guys back into the fold of what's going on. So it's not scripted. I've just got a couple little notes here, and I'll get into it. I talk about in the intro that we purchased 240 acres December of 2021 and moved on to the property basically probably around April of 2022 and have been on the property and then obviously done some traveling. But for the most part, the RV has been stuck on the property, kind of moving around as we develop areas for it. And this was always the idea, and this is coming up in kind of conversations lately with people, is when we set out to travel in an RV, it was with the idea of leaving California and figuring out where in Texas, we had our mindset on Texas, where in Texas we'd like to buy land and then be able to live in the RV while we build stuff out. But we felt we'd probably only travel about a year, and that turned into almost 5.5 years of travel. And, you know, I mean, the first year was a zoo. We went so fast, went to so many places because we thought we were on that kind of time crunch. And then we just realized how much we enjoy it. We love it. And we just kept going. But then the idea of having our own place to come back to, I mean, I think that got something that got into people's mind in and around COVID when there was like shutdowns happening, stay in your, you know, campground you're in, you'll be okay, don't move. And people were kind of concerned that Do I think there'll be another pandemic? Possibly. I don't know. But I like the idea that if something went wrong just with me personally, I would have a place to go back to. If I just wanted to take some time off the road and get back into a groove, I can do that as well. And I think that's ultimately the hybrid life has been something that's been really great. Now, I think everyone should experience full-time RVing. You know, traveling while working is actually pretty amazing. I mean, depending on the type of work you do, if you work for someone that's an asshole, then traveling while working can be terrible. Trust me, I know. Not that I'm the asshole boss in this story. I was the employee that had the asshole boss, and so it made it really tough. But if you do have a good job, or you control your own job, or own your own job, or own a business, or whatever it is, then the lifestyle's amazing, because you can kind of travel and move when you need to. It was rough waiting till Friday at 5 to then hit the road. Arriving on campgrounds on a Saturday made it tough, things of that nature. So it is one of those things you definitely want to think about. But I personally don't think it's something you can do forever. I don't. And I know there are people that do, but I just think the majority is, this is really great for a season. It really does teach you a lot of amazing things, you know, and no pun in things, that just at some point, things don't matter to you anymore. And what's really important is experiences and freedom. And you start to really figure that out and being light. I think the RV lifestyle teaches you that there's only so much you can have and own. And so it gets to the point where you're just like very thoughtful of what you have. Now, as I'm building a shop on the property here, I have noticed a little bit of that mindset is shifting to more of things that I need, not so much want, but really like need. I mean, the other day, being able to pull the side-by-side in to an actual concrete pad under shade and work on it for a minute and have the tools where they needed to be, I was like, okay, I could get used to this. This is nice too. But it's just that hybrid between the two. It's actually a pretty big shop we're building. It's got almost 1,400 square feet of office space for both my businesses and then Nikki's businesses. And it's got about a 5,000 square foot warehouse to just store all the stuff that you need to do the ranch. It's a little bit of a catch-all. There'll be like a gym and a wash bay and all that kind of stuff that we need. But ultimately, if we want to down the road, if we wanted to renovate RVs, we'd be able to do that as well, too. It's got two 14-foot tall entries. If it got really super cold and we wanted to bring the RV inside just to help out, we can, or even on the other side of it being too warm. There is an RV kind of carport on the back end of the barn that we'll probably spend most of the summers in if we're on the property, just because it'll get shade most of the day. It's got full hookups. We actually have quite a few. I think we have three right now. We should end up with like five or six full hookup sites on the property. And that's something, you know, that I want to talk about in regards to Rootless's kind of vision too, because I think there is some opportunity for some long stays with people as opposed to, you know, like short stays. And it's nice to get off the road just for a little while and, you know, fix things on the rig and, you know, maybe even get yourself into a little bit better of a schedule and a pattern and things of that nature. So I'm a big believer in the hybrid lifestyle. I think it's great to, whether you rent out your house or you just sell it or you, you know, you board it up for a little while and you hit the road. None of that really matters, you know, if you still have property back somewhere. But the idea of having a situation where if we want, we can load up the RV in 30 minutes and head out, that to me, there's some real freedom with that, with still owning a place. Plus, you know, with that, you can kind of pick wherever you want to live. I mean, we picked Oklahoma, not Texas. You get a little bit of all four seasons. Land is still really, really cheap. Once you get a certain acreage, don't quote me, but I think it's 40 acres. A lot of the permits and things go out the window. You just have to worry about how close to your fence line you can build. But with 40 acres or more, we have 240 acres. I'm not trying to build anything right up on the fence line anyways. So it's, you know, you have that opportunity as an RV, or maybe you don't even want to build a house. You just put a full hookup RV pad and now you have a place that you can just come back to and, you know, be your own. People ask me all the time, why 240 acres? And it's like, because I wanted 80 acres, but I wanted a good buffer, kind of a good moat that went around. So it is my, like, my getaway from campgrounds, getaway from boondocking, but I can do both the campground experience and the boondocking experience on my own property and kind of control it. And we've been able to have friends and family come visit and hang out, and it's been great. So that's where we are when it comes to the property that I just happened to mention in the beginning, sometimes talk about in the podcast. One of the things too that came up recently that I don't know if you've heard is there was a magazine that was put on by Mike at RV Blogger, and it was called RV Camping, and we ended up purchasing it. We dissolved it and then, you know, put it under the RV Today umbrella. And so all the RV Camping magazine subscribers are now RV Today magazine subscribers. And again, that's just a magazine for RV owners, you know, by RV owners. And it's just information, you know, geared a little bit more towards like the weekender, the just the ownership, but has a lot, you know, whether you're full-time, sometime, part-time, doesn't matter. There's a lot there for everyone. And then we hope to get more into the education piece in regards to, you know, really learning about which RV might be best for you. And so we have some cool products that are coming out this year for that. With Rootless, Rootless is funny. I mean, for those of you that enjoy business, Rootless is what you would call a super niche. So RV Today is a niche, obviously. It's RV owners. Rootless is RV owners that are full-time all the time. And or snowbirds or things of that nature, where they spend a vast majority of their time living and traveling in an RV. And there's, I think the last report I saw was something like 1 million people do this. But of 1 million people that want to read a magazine, how many people do you get? I think we've captured quite a good amount of those. But it's also just been absolutely dwarfed by RV Today's success, because I think there are 60 million RV owners. So what a big difference in between the two, between full-time, you know, RVing and sometime, weekend, twice a year kind of RVing. But what's funny, just from a business standpoint, full-time RVers obviously spend a lot more throughout the year in regards to things related to RV than a weekender that goes out two, three, four, six times a year. There's just no comparison. So even though we have a smaller number from a like spend, they're just, they're different. They're off the charts. Like you can't compare the two. I mean, I think we stayed in something like, I want to say like 40 campgrounds one year. Like, I don't know a bunch of weekenders that are doing 40 campgrounds. Most weekenders, too, believe it or not, they actually go back to a lot of the same spots. It's they get into a nice little routine. It becomes a vacation they really can control. They know what bed they're sleeping in. They know the quality of it all. And they're just taking their home with them. They get to hang out there for a couple weeks, and then they go back, which is great, too. Trust me. After doing so much flying and renting cars and staying in motels, I miss my RV on every trip. I'd much rather travel with my RV than flying and staying in hotels. 1,000%. Even on vacation. Like, I'm just like, I just would rather take my RV down to the coast in Texas and just sit on the beach for a week. But one of the things we've really been thinking about with Rootless is, how do we pivot? Because does it need to just be a magazine? Is there enough if it's just a magazine? And what we started really thinking is, we just want to really just double down on community and help bring full-time nomads together and really create like a really great community. We've got some cool things that were coming down the road, but you can think of, you know, some sort of membership. There'll be swag. There'll be stickers to kind of identify that this also too is a full-timer. You know, Rachel, who has helped me in the past with like my email stuff, came up with a great idea of having like a job board. And I thought, ooh, that'd be interesting, is, you know, way to like, here's who's looking to get hired and here's the services. I don't know if that could be in the magazine, just because our magazines are evergreen and you could do a job posting and then, you know, it gets snatched up before we even go to print, kind of a thing. So, we'll figure out something there. I think just providing that kind of community is what's really important. And I think it's something that we can easily do and help with. And even, you know, stuff like hashtags, like maybe we can create hashtags that bring the community together where you can search easily, whether you're a solo traveler or, you know, traveling with a family or, you know, a traveling entrepreneur, servicemen and women, nurses, you know, just whatever your niche is. I mean, I get that our common ground is the RV. But then there's even some other smaller niches within that. Like, I always take it back to, like, you know, any type of faith. You go to the church for faith, yet there's these little communities within it. You know, the same thing, singles group, you know, married with toddlers, and then they put the groups together. And I think that's really important in any kind of community. So I could see it being important here, too, and something we really want to work on. I'm not 100% sure about us actually putting on events. I would much rather figure out a way how to facilitate and help those that are putting on events, like getting the word out. And then even, you know, making micro events like special. Like I said, when we had a couple people here on the property, two couples, that was a great weekend of just hanging out with like-minded people, no real structure. We did a digital nomad day in, I believe, 2021, I believe. And it was maybe 10 RVs. It was probably one of the better events I've been to. And I'm not just saying it because it was my event. I think it was just because of how micro it was, where it's just, you know, a couple of different people, again, all like-minded, just hanging out, telling stories. I think, you know, we went out to dinner one time. We went white water rafting, if you can call it that. It wasn't like a terrible, scary ride in any way. I don't even think you had to wear helmets. Did we wear helmets? Might have had to wear a helmet. But, you know, figuring out a way how to facilitate the events. I think people want to get around and hang out with people that are, you know, of the same mindset or have a lot of the same hobbies. And, you know, that's the one thing I think in this lifestyle that can be difficult and can be lonely is, you know, creating community and friends. And it can become very much on social media as opposed to face-to-face. And I think we can figure out a way with very little effort, not a lot of stress, not the anxiety of, oh, I have to go to this event, but where people just come out and hang out together. So look for us to do that. And then the other side of it is like the caravan stuff. I think, you know, that could be harder, but, you know, I have a desire to go to Alaska. I'd much rather do it in a caravan situation. I think it's just smarter driving through that much of Canada and then up into Alaska. It's just smart. There's so much area where you just go miles and miles before you see someone. So it'd just be nice to have, you know, another setup in case something did go wrong. You could figure it out. And then the other thing, too, that I want to help facilitate are places where longer stays are available. I've always talked about how much I enjoyed boondocking and getting as much time out there as I could. I think in most places, 2 weeks is the max. So we go right to the 2 weeks. But we figured that with our setup, we could almost do 18 days. And that was before we even really started refilling up water. And I liked those longer stays. That's what I definitely started noticing when we were traveling, was when I did a month somewhere, I just felt like I got into a groove better. And, you weren't doing some of the things that, kind of suck with the RV lifestyle, is the, setting up and breaking down. Travel is really actually, I enjoy it. I enjoy the travel days. It's the, the tight quarters, pulling into somewhere, backing out, trying to figure it out, get it all level after a 4 hour, maybe 6 hour drive. There's some stress levels there, if we're being honest, that it's nice if you can spread those out. And I think long stays are important. So I started thinking through, my own property, I have the ability to do long stays for if someone really just wanted to get off the road for a little while, be in a quiet place. There's decent internet or, cell reception here. What's it called? What's the internet? The one. Why am I blanking on this? This is normally stuff I would edit out, but on Elon Musk is. Why am I blanking? Starlink. There it is. I knew it would come. Sorry. I'm losing my nouns. As you get older, you lose your nouns. So Starlink works pretty well out of here too. So a lot of full-timers seem to be having Starlink. So, but it just got me thinking that I think longer stays are really important. I think they'd probably be really good for campgrounds too, where people can come in, stay for a while, not necessarily have to work at the campground, but maybe get longer than 2 weeks that you normally get. So we want to be able to showcase places that you can stay longer if you want to. And a lot of those situations, they're not going to be, a mile away from a national park or, a big touristy area. A lot of them are out in the middle of nowhere. But I will always say that has been my favorite thing of full-time RVing, has been in the small little communities, the rural areas. Like, I didn't realize how much that spoke to me until I got on the road. And obviously that's why I bought in a very small town and a lot of land. Was just for that, to be able to have this like quieter, controlled, that's mine, that I can control who's there, who's not there, how many people are there, where you can't do in a lot of other situations. Even boondocking, I know you've all experienced this boondocking where you've ended up on a spot, got all set up, there's nothing for miles, and then all of a sudden here comes someone rolling in that sets up 50 feet, 100 feet from your campsite because whether they're scared or worried or they know this is as far as people go. I don't know what the phenomenon is there, but I experienced that multiple times. And what's really frustrating, I mean, these aren't real societal issues, so please don't get me wrong, but, you put in a pretty big investment into solar, so you just don't have a generator running, and you get back in the woods, and you've got your solar going, you've made sure to set up where it's the perfect temp. You don't have to run the ACs. You're basically going to be able to be there without running a generator. And, the person sets up 100 feet with a Harley Davidson generator. I didn't know they made them, but some of these are so loud they have to be made by Harley Davidson. And that thing is just running 24/7. And now there's nothing you can do except for to move and, or, bring out your own generator to kind of drown out their generator. It's one thing I could say, folks, invest in a quiet generator. They've gotten pretty affordable. I think anything under, $1,000 for a quiet generator that allows you to run your rig, but it makes very little noise, is worth it. There's quite a few. So I think long stays are important, and I want to figure out a way how to facilitate and let people know about that. So I think that's really the direction for Rootless, the podcast. I still want to get into more, and, this is the thing about doing it, is I want to get more into the psyche of breaking down from a normal bricks and sticks to a full-time RV, and then maybe people that have come in off the road more and, what that's been like. But I really do think it's an experience, a season that we should promote and we should encourage people to do. It doesn't have to be a forever lifestyle. There is no, I quit being full-time. It's not a quit situation. And I want to embrace that. I want to, encourage people to do this lifestyle with knowing that there's probably an end date to it, but it doesn't put you in some quitter. It doesn't remove you from the club. You're always going to be part of the Nomad Club that you did this for a season, and I guarantee it'll change you. And hopefully even listening to some of these episodes have changed you or opened your eyes to stuff, because I think we really are we've all fallen kind of for the rat race. And I think if you look at the hot spots just in our country, like where most people live, we've really fallen for it. And it you know, the thing that makes me laugh is like when I look at Australia and it's how, you know, like 100% of the population is like in 5% of the land. We're still doing that here. You know, I trust me, when I tell people Oklahoma, they just, what? Why? Like, that's a flyover state. And I'm like, I think that's the reason, is there's just not a lot of people here. So, you know, everything is, the value's better, just everything's better because of that. When it's really crowded and there's all this demand, it makes things really difficult. And you guys know that. You just from a campground, go to a campground that has a high demand. You've probably been to campgrounds that have been super nice, but they're not in a high demand area and they're empty. And they're empty because they're not in a high demand area. That we, even in this lifestyle, we still do that. We cater towards what's popular. And I think what I'm trying to teach and, you know, express and encourage is you can kind of stay away from what's popular and still have an amazing experience just without the crowd. Unless you like the crowds. If you like the crowds, go to the crowds. I'm not knocking out. There's times where I miss sitting in a Starbucks and just people watching and being around people. But I do really like having a small little cafe where I can do the same thing here, and it's supporting a small mom and pop business, and you know, hanging out with people that have potentially become neighbors and friends. So it's a little different. So I, like I said, this is just going to be a different episode, little catch up. And if you've made it all the way through to the end right here, I want to give you guys a little prize. If you're not a subscriber to the digital versions of Rootless Living or RV Today, you can grab them with this code, podcast100, all one word, podcast100. And I'll give you a free digital subscription to both, no credit card needed. And let's get you reading those publications. I think the more people that are reading it and knowing about it and sharing it, the better it is really for everyone. And then obviously me and the team that puts together this magazine, you know, making sure that they're getting their due reward. And part of that is just getting eyeballs. You know, we really focus on getting eyeballs on the magazine and making sure people know about it. It's not for everyone. I get it. Not everyone consumes content that way. I'll never be that everyone that's in this lifestyle should subscribe, but there's a lot of people that like to consume content this way, especially in the print version, completely disconnect when they're out there. They don't have to be on their device at all. And they can just, you know, read about the lifestyle and get encouraged and inspired themselves. I have heard from lots of people where they've gotten kind of down and out in a way in the lifestyle, and they're reading about other people that have had these high lows, or, you know, just how they've been able to, like, you know, restart it in a way, and it's encouraged them. And I feel like I've seen that a ton in, you know, videos and blogs and podcasts, but for whatever reason, reading it in an actual magazine made it real to them. And what's really funny is there's a lot of people that have been in Rootless Living that this somehow made it real for their family and friends that questioned this lifestyle, which I thought is so funny to me that once they're in a magazine, it's like, oh, what you're doing is real. Like, there are other people that aren't crazy doing it. And little do they know, it's just a bunch of us crazies. And some of us are crazy enough to start a magazine about all of us crazies. So yeah, run over to either rootlessliving.com, rvtoday.com. You'll see a little area to add a promo code. Add podcast 100. I'm going to keep that promo code live for a month, so 4 weeks. And I'll do this every once in a while. And, you know, if you want to, you can share it with your family and friends and let them know about it. At least they can test drive it for a year, and no credit card. So, you know, they'll get an email notification after a year if they want to continue, but there's no auto renew or, you know, bait and switch, anything like that. You're just signing up quickly and you get it for a year. You get to try out 8 issues and then even the backlog of issues that we have as well. So I appreciate you listening. Sharing the podcast is a big help. Still want to continue to grow it. It is growing really fast. We're still getting a lot more new listeners every week. So I appreciate that. If you're new here and maybe you didn't even know we have a magazine because we don't spend a lot of time like over pushing it, head on over there. Use podcast 100 and give it a shot for a year. And I thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We'll see you next week with a regular interview of a full-time rootless nomad. Take care, you guys.